in speaking about developing unity among the churches, apart from praying for unity, was there any special way that unity would develop, would grow among the churches? That did you receive some message as to how unity could be developed further?
بخصوص وحدة الكنيسة غير انه نصلي العذراء قالت لك انه لازم نصلي كان في شيء غير قالوا لي كرمال نعمل كرمال الوحدة
خطوات للوحدة ما قالت لأن بس ولكن طلبت المحبة لأنه المحبة هي أساس الوحدة الإيمان هو أساس الوحدة خلينا نحكي كلمة كلمة
okay. No, she hasn't been given any anything else but to focus on love and
تحكي على الكنيسة يعني في رسائل كتير تحكي فيها على الكنيسة
in a lot of her messages our lady speaks about the church
ولكن بما انه المحبة هي اساس الوحدة
and charity being the basis for unity
والإيمان هو أساس الوحدة
same as faith
وبما أنه إيماننا مشترك بين الكنائس
and as we share the faith in all the churches
لأنه كل إيماننا مبني على يسوع القائم بين الأموات
and that faith is based on the risen Lord
إذا المشكلة هي المحبة
the only problem then is that we don't love each other
الأنانية اليوم اللي بتعيشها كل كنيسة هي ما عم بتخلي تشوف
There is selfishness within groups in the church. That's why.
ما بتصير وحدة إذا ما تخليت عن أنانيتي.
There would be no unity without being generous and forgive give up my our selfishness.
مش هيك بدنا جيل جديد.
That's why we need new generations.
Another question. You mentioned about the common celebration of Easter among the Orthodox, particularly and the Catholic. Is that an important thing for unity that we have the one day to celebrate the Lord's death and resurrection?
حكيت عن عيد الفصح اللي بيصير عند كل الطوائف في الوقت. هذا شيء كتير مهم بالنسبة للكنيسة.
مهم بالنسبة للكنيسة لأنه مهم بالنسبة للشرق لأنه الشرق عم بيعاني اليوم.
Okay. Mina says that it's very important for the church and particularly for the church in the east in the Middle East because there's a lot of suffering.
وحدة عيد الفصح هي خطوة.
The unity, the Easter unity of Easter is a step.
إيه بس ما هي وحدة كاملة شاملة.
It's not a full unity of the church, but it's just one step.
لأنه إذا كان في وحدة عيد الفصح وما في محبة مثل يعني ما له طعم.
Because if there's only unity for Easter and there's no charity among the churches, there's no unity.
بس نحن بالشرق منعاني لأنه منظرنا كتير بشع قدام الأديان الأخرى لما بيكون كل واحد.
In the Middle East, that because there's a lot of suffering and kind of religious war among nations, it makes Christianity look really bad among other religions.
يعني هلا عنا الكاثوليك عم بيحضروا للعنصرة والأرثوذكس هلا جمعة الألم.
She's saying that the Catholics now are preparing for Pentecost. Well, the Orthodox are preparing for the burial of men, resurrection.
Yeah, next Sunday.
Just a question. Two questions. The first one, has Rena had anything to do with Pope John Paul? Has she spoken to him? Is he aware of her messages? And secondly, with the new cardinal, the new Pope Benedict, his resolve to do something with in the ecumenical area, will she be part of that or does she anticipate being a part of it?
Okay. بول جون بول يوحنا بولس الثاني بيعرف عنك شيء وشفتيه وحكيتي معه شيء؟
في السفير البابوي اللي كان موجود بالشام مونسيور هاي فيك تحكي عن تبقى مراحل السفرة.
اولا خليني اوضح انه الكنيسة الارثوذكسية عملت بيان.
Okay. There has the Orthodox Church Church has issued
proclamation.
On the 31st of December 1982.
بيعترفوا إنه في رؤية غير عادية.
The document said that there is an extraordinary vision that has occurred.
إنه العجائب بالنسبة لله عادية بالنسبة لنا غير عادية.
And it says that the miracles are normal for God, but for us they're something extraordinary.
وإنه انسكاب الزيت من الإيقونة شيء معروف بالكنيسة.
And the oil coming from the icon is something very common within the church.
ولازم تنقل الصورة ومسمينا الإيقونة المقدسة من البيت للكنيسة.
And the icon had to be moved from her house to the church, and it, they gave it, they told, named it. Miraculous icon.
ونقلت فعلا تاريخ 9 كانون الثاني عام 83.
And on the 9th of January 83, the icon was moved to the church.
بموكب رسمي.
In an official procession.
كان آلاف الناس مسلمين ومسيحيين.
There were thousands of people, Christians and Muslims.
وعرضت في الكنيسة مدة 43 يوم.
And it was exposed in the church for 43 days.
بعدين رجعوها بعد 43 يوم.
And after 43 days, the icon returned to Mirna's house.
وما عادوا أخذوا عطوا بالصوفانية.
And at that time, that was the end of it.
اعتبروا القضية انتهت.
And the church thought that's the end of the story.
السفير البابوي.
The
nuncio طلب مني تقرير سري.
Requested a
تقرير report.
Report.
Secret.
أعطيته
إياه 21 تموز 84.
On the 21st of July 1984, he gave it to the papal nuncio.
بعد فترة طلب يشوف ميرنا بالسر.
After a while, he asked secretly to see ميرنا.
جمعنا معه وميرنا وراهبة تليانية بتحكي عربي.
There was a meeting between the papal nuncio Mirna and in the presence of a sister, a nun. She's Italian, but she spoke Arabic.
أيوة. وخلال الحديث.
During the conversation.
طلب من ميرنا تصلي معه.
He asked Mirna to pray with him.
الراهبة عطتها صورة لميرنا.
And the nun gave Mirna a.
صورة العذراء. صورة عادية.
A little icon for Our Lady.
هي عم تصلي. الصورة تعبت زيت.
While they were praying, there was oil on the
icon. كانت جافة.
And her hands were dry.
من وقتها سفير البابوي تأثر فصار يتابع.
The nuncio then believed and started to following it up.
ودعا ميرنا لعنده على السفارة.
And he asked Mirna to go and see. And her husband to go to the Vatican embassy, and they prayed together in the chapel.
وطلع زيت من إيديها بالكابيلا عنده.
And oil came out of her hands in the chapel.
وقت إجا الأب لورانتا رني لورانتا. You know Father Lorente. إجا بنوفمبر 87.
And Father came in
نوفمبر 87.
November 1987.
طلب السفير يشوفه مع ميرنا.
And he asked the nuncio asked to see him with Anne Mirna. So they all went to the embassy.
صلينا بالكابيلا.
And they prayed in the chapel.
وقت طلعنا من الكابيلا.
When after they got out.
وقفينا بيتحدثوا بالصالون.
They were standing talking in the lounge.
طلع زيت من إيدين ميرنا كمان.
And all more oil came out of her hands.
Father Laurentin بقي بالشام يومين.
The priest stayed in Damascus for 2 days.
شاف انخطاف اكستاسي يعني.
He saw the ecstasy.
مساج.
And the message. He witnessed the message, and he left the country.
السفير البابوي غادر الشام بآخر 87.
The nuncio left Damascus at the end of 1987.
أخذ معه 6 رابور.
He took with him 6 reports.
واحد منهم خبرني. عطاء للكاردينال راتزينجر.
One of those reports was given to Cardinal Ratzinger at the time.
وبقيت الرابورات لمختلف المؤسسات بروما.
And the other reports went to different branches within the church in Rome.
السفير الثاني مونسيور لويجي أكولي.
The next nuncio.
رجع الشام وصار يزور الصوفانية.
After he came to Damascus, started visiting the town where she lives.
وأقام الصلاة للدرس عدة مرات بالبيت.
And celebrated mass a few times in her house.
وقت راح لروما.
And when he went back to Rome.
قدم صورة إيكون كبيرة لسيدة الصوفانية للبابا.
He presented a big icon, similar icon to the Pope.
وبعث لنا صورة مصور هو والبابا مع الصورة.
And sent back to to Sufani a photo of him and the Pope and the icon. And the Pope sent a message as well.
وأهم شيء عمله بروما.
The most important thing he did in Rome.
عمر.
He built. In Via Aurelia.
مركز. باسم سيدة صوفانية.
Center in the name of Our Lady of Sufani.
ودشنوا.
And it was inaugurated in the presence of Mirna.
15 أكتوبر.
On the 15th of October.
عام 99.
1999.
وطلع زيت من إيدين ميرنا.
And oil came out of her hands.
وكان في كهربائي ومطارني وناس كتير.
There were cardinals, bishops, priests, people.
السفير الثالث.
The third nuncio.
كان دائما يجي يصلي بالصوفانية.
Used to come all the time to pray in Sufani.
بكل anniversary.
And at every anniversary.
تبع الصوفانية.
Of the miracles.
كان هو يترأس الصلاة.
He used to preside the mass.
I believe the oil has stopped flowing and hasn't flowed for some years. Is there any reason for that?
From all in all, زاد وقف من وقت فترة.
من 2004 آخر رسالة لهلا ما.
Since the last message in 2004, it stopped. عم يسأل في سبب ليه وقف أو بتعرف؟
الله بيعرف.
Now only God knows.
10 نيسان سبت النور بيكون 10 نيسان.
On. Holy Saturday last year. That's when it was last.
We think it's not. It hasn't stopped yet.
أنا بسألوني بقولون الله عم بغربل. تعرف يعني؟ يعني كيف المنخل هذا بحطه الله بيعمل هيك؟ بشوف مين يلي بده الزيت ومين بده يلي بعت الزيت.
It's simply true.
All right. It's like she thinks that God is testing us now. Who's genuine about thinking what's happening to her and who's not?
يعني في الزيت غير كتير ناس
And a lot of people were converted after witnessing seeing the miracles happening.
بس كمان ربنا بيقول انه ذاتي انه نعمه ولكن العجيب الكبرى هي تحويل الخبز والخمر لدى مجسد يسوع.
Okay, she says that the Lord said it's a miracle is a grace, but the biggest miracle is the transubstantiation. Yeah, the Eucharist.
Transubstantiation.
Yes.
ما
رديتيش مع سؤال. He asked if you've seen the Pope. شفتي البابا؟ إذا شفتي البابا. أدرس معه أخذ بركته بس ما في.
She's been to a mass celebrated by the Pope. She took his blessing, but she's never met him personally.
Or one to one.
Okay. Clerics, when they meet people like Mina, they're a bit not suspicious, but a bit hesitant and.
وقت كنت بروما طلبت من السفير بابوي انه بس قرب اخذ بركته ما ضروري يعرف مين انا.
Okay, she's been asked if she when she went to Rome to see the Pope and take his blessing, he shouldn't know who she is.
وما بدي صوره مشان ما استعملها انا بعدين.
And she didn't want any photos, personal photos with the Pope, so people will think that she's using that for her personal purposes.
Was the stigma accompanied with severe pain?
الستيغما كان مع ألم موجع كثير.
ألم حسب طاقتي مش حسب طاقة يسوع.
It was painful, but pain enough for her, but it's not enough for Jesus.
It's still a main thing.
يعني جسمي موجوع بس أنا مبسوطة كتير كون.
She had a lot of physical pain, but she was very happy at the same time.
سنة 2004 كان فريق أطباء من النرويج.
In 2004, the stigmata, there were doctors from Norway watching it.
الفريق هن عم بيعملوا أبحاث.
They were doing research on.
طلبوا من شخص دارس لاهوت اسمه نيل كريستيان.
They asked شو صارت هون.
بعثوا له مكتوب.
They sent a letter to those researchers to a theologian John Christian.
نيل كريستيان. هو بيشتغل بالفاتيكان.
Who works at the Vatican.
وطلبوا منه إنه إذا في أشخاص بيصير معهم هاي الحالات الاستجمات.
And they asked him if there are other people who get the stigmata.
لأنه بيحبوا يعملوا أبحاث.
Because they want to do more research on those people as well.
بعثوا لهم رد إنه بسوريا بسوفانية في ست بيصير معه بس يكون لعيد موحد.
Okay. From the Vatican, they replied back to those researchers saying that in Syria. At Easter, when Easter is one among the churches, there is a lady who gets the stigmata.
He's a teacher at the Gregorian in Rome. Okay.
فيك تخبرون قصة جابي لأنه أنت على علم أكثر.
These doctors are from Sweden and from Norway, and there were 11 of them. They wanted to study the stigmata up close, if it is possible. They did some research. They went to see their bishop in Sweden, Monsignor Andres Aurelius, and he explained to them the stigmata in theological terms with Dr. Neil Beat, who is a theologian in mystical experiences. And he wrote a book on miracles, different miracles worldwide that are happening. So the doctor was keen, and he needed someone to explain it to him from a spiritual side. They discovered each other, and in Rome they met,
and they said, well, yes, there is a case. Dr. Hafid knew about Sufaniye about 10 years earlier. And they said, there's a case in Syria, lady I know, and it looks like this year, 2004, she may have the stigmata. We could ask and see if we can go and do a full research there. The bishop gave the okay, he wrote a recommendation letter to Father so that they could introduce themselves and come on board with their own equipment. They brought their machines with them, their laser Doppler, their laptops. There were about 11 people, 6 doctors, a dermatologist, a psychiatrist, you name it. And they came in and they hogged the place. They took the place over. And they filmed the whole Holy Week, from Monday till Saturday. They did examinations on her before the stigmata, during and after. And we're, as of today, we're still expecting the final results.
I'm just wondering, does your listing of church unity and between the churches and different unity, has that, I don't know if I understood, but she was saying that unity is important, but all the churches need to respect one another. Has that position, has it ever been known to conflict the Catholic Church's position on the fullness of the church, the faith, resting in the Catholic Church? I don't think you can look at that.
Church
unity.
الكاثوليك تشيرش بتقول انه هن عندهم الحقيقه الكامله
مين
الكاثوليك بيقولوا انه نحن عندنا الحقيقه الكامله
هذا شيء مش عكس لي هذا شيء عكس لي سمعتي انت من علي
انا بحكي اللي انا سمعته اما بفسر اللي ما بعرف
Now she can only tell what she heard, and she's—I don't think she's come across that.
Allah وحده هو الحي الكامل. نحن كلنا ناقصين.
She says that all the churches. I don't know how to say.
Allah.
Only God is perfect, and the church.
نحن كلنا ناقصين.
And. We imperfect.
إذا منطلع إذا منطلع مزبوط بالله مننظر لإله منصير نحن حقيقة مثله.
Okay. We have to look up to the Lord so we can become like Him, more like Him.
لأنه كل واحد بينظر لإله وبيعرف يحب مثل ما الله حب بيصير هو بيتحلى بصفات الله.
Okay. If we look up to the Lord and we love the same way the Lord loves us, we become a lot closer to Him.
يعني كل مين قال أنا بحب بيكون ما بحب إلا نفسه.
Every person says I love, only loves themselves.
لأنه المحبة هي فعل.
Because love is it's not a word, it's an action.
Can I ask, before 1982, as Myrna was growing up, did she have any type of extraordinary events happen to her, you know, of a mystical nature at all?
Okay. قبل ما صارت معك أول عجيبة 82 صار معك شيء أشياء غير طبيعية؟
أبداً.
نعم.
أبدا كنت عم بحلم كيف بدي أتجوز وكيف بدي أسس بيت وكيف بدي يكون عندي عائلة.
She was like any other girl dreaming of getting married and having a family and having a home.
حتى نيكولا بعرف إنه هو منه مؤمن ما نيكولا بعيد كتير عن الكنيسة.
بوقتها. And at the time her boyfriend or fiance he was too far from the church. He didn't practice at all.
أنا بصلي بس مو مثل الناس بتفكر يعني حتى بصلاتي كنت كتير عادي.
In her prayer life, she was very normal, even probably average, not very prayerful.
حتى إنه جوزت صغيرة رغم عن أهلي لأنه أهلي كانوا رافضيني جوز صغيرة.
Okay, and when she married Nicholas, she was very young and. her parents didn't want her to get married so young, but she wanted, she loved him, she wanted to marry
him.
She wasn't very bright at school, so she wanted to run away from it by getting married. Nicholas is a bit older than her. A lot older than her. Both families were against the marriage. But the two of them decided. Just wanted to get married and didn't listen to anybody. And then they all agreed because they persisted.
أنا بقول إنه ربنا اختاروا لنيكولا لأنه نيكولا الجندي المجهول بيقولوا.
She thinks that God chose Nicholas to be her partner in life because he's the unknown soldier. He's behind the scenes. His work is behind the scenes. So his support.
Nicola كتير تعذب لما بلشت القصة معي.
When the things started to happen, he suffered a lot. He had a lot to do with it.
Nicola بحب الحياة كتير.
He loves life.
بحب الجمال. بحب السفر.
He loves travel, he loves beauty.
حتى لما تجوزت العالم كلهم قالوا لي ما لقيتي غير هذا كمان بحب النسوان يعني.
He was known to be
very popular among women.
Yeah. And people were wondering why did you choose him.
بيقول دائما بيقول الله كمشني من اذني وسحبني من اذني.
He also believes that it's God's work why he married her to take him out from the environment he was living in.
أول عجيبة صارت بنيكولا. أول عجيبة صار بنيكولا لأنه في ناس كتير لما يجوا على البيت يشوفوا نيكولا راكع عم بيصلي بيقول بدون ما نعرف شيء الله حاضر لأنه نيكولا راكع عم بيصلي.
So the first miracle that happened is really his conversion, her husband's conversion, and people were very amazed with his conversion.
كان عايش بألمانيا قبل ما اتجوز.
He lived in Germany before they got married.
وعنده مبادئ شيوعية كتير.
And had a lot of communist ideals.
لما أول ما بلش زيت قال لي بتكوني أكلة شيء أكلة مشرشة إيديك.
When the first miracle happened, it said to her, "It's probably something you ate."
ولما نزل زيت من الصورة بيقول لك عيوني عم بتشوف بس عقلي عم يرفض.
And when he saw the oil in the icon, he said to her, "My eyes can see, but my mind cannot believe."
بس اللي أثر فيه أكتر شيء لما ولد مشلول ترك العصاية وقام مشي.
But the thing that really touched him and converted him is witnessing a child, a paralyzed child.
هو بحب الأطفال كتير.
Who walked. So
نيكولا بحب الأطفال كتير.
And her husband loves children.
وشاف أب عم بيبكي كتير حامل ابنه.
And he saw a man who he was carrying his son. He was crying.
وقال إنه معه شلل الولد معه شلل.
And the father was saying that his son cannot walk.
وكان جابه من مستشفى الأطفال.
And he had he was bringing him from children's hospital.
نيكولا أخذ الولد.
And Nicholas took the child.
ودخلوا على الأوضة محل الصورة اللي عم تشرح ذات.
And took him to the room where the icon was.
وكان نيكولا متأثر كتير كان عم بيبكي على منظر الأب كيف عم بيبكي.
And Nicholas was very touched with the father who was really crying and he was crying himself.
وفجأة لقى الولد عم بيركض لعند أبوه لبرا لأنه الولد خاف لما سمع صوت أبوه عم بيبكي.
And suddenly the child got scared and started running towards his dad.
وصارت شغلة يعني ثورة بالبيت لما شاف ابنه عم بيركض لعنده.
And everyone in the house went crazy. What was happening?
هلا الولد شفته بأمريكا بسان هوزي.
She saw the child who's grown up man now in America, in the States. He's married.
Was that from miracle from the oil? The oil that comes out of the hands and face, is that collected? Is that used as, are there miracles attributed to the oil that?
Okay. الزيت اللي عم بينزل إليكم من الصورة عم بتجمعوا شي محل عم بيعمل شي عامل عجيب.
الزيت اللي بينزل من إيدي بيروح دغري لأنه بكون عم نصلي يعني ولا مرة نزل زيت أنا بكون عم بطلب يعني أوقات كتير إنه بشوف ناس بقول يا رب عطيهم إشارة لأنه بعرف إنه بيحبوا ما بيصير شيء يعني زيت مش بإرادتي.
Okay. The oil in her hands doesn't go anywhere, she cannot ask for it to come. Although sometimes she sees a lot of people who really, you know, need a sign from God, and she prays for the oil to come, but nothing happens. And every time the oil comes out, it's when she's praying.
أو مكون عم نحكي شهادة حياة أو مكون عم نحكي القصة أوقات.
A lot of times when she's telling her story, the oil comes out.
بس الزيت ما بيشفي.
The oil doesn't cure.
شفى ناس روحيا.
It converted people. It healed people spiritually, but not physically.
يا ناس اجوا دهنوا زيت ما صار معهم شي شفاء.
A lot of people used the oil but never cured them.
انا دائما بقول الزيت ما بيشفي.
She always says that the oil does not cure you physically.
وميرنا ما بتشفي.
And she doesn't cure people.
لانه المريض ما بيشفي مريض.
Because a patient cannot cure another patient.
دائما بقول لهم انا بصلي معكم انا ما بصلي لكم.
She always tells people that she prays with them but she cannot pray for them.
الشفاء بيحصل حسب إرادة الله. أول شيء إرادة الله.
A cure only happens with the after God's
authorization.
Permission.
إيمان الشخص.
And of course the faith of the person.
Yes.
Can I just clarify? The oil, when it happens, it stays there on our hands for a while, and usually if you anoint the people with it, and then when everybody's been anointed, it just evaporates. And it's 100% olive oil. Olive
oil. Take any photographs.
أوقات كتير. مرتين صارت إنه وقت اتناول بينزل زيت.
A couple of times happened to her when she receives communions, the oil starts coming.
وبحاول إني خبيهم مشان الناس ما تلتهي عن المناول.
And she tries to hide her hands so that people do not get distracted, you know, from receiving the Lord.
أوقات ناس في ناس بينتبهوا إنه نزل زيت.
A lot of people sometimes notice it.
إذا تحولوا عن المناولة فجأة ولا كأنه في شيء عادي.
And if she notices that those people became distracted, the oil stops straight away.
الزيت حللوه الدولة السورية.
The oil was tested by the government.
زيت زيتون صافي 100%.
It was 100% pure olive oil. It doesn't stain.
What would be a regular day in the life of Myrna, spiritually, you know, like a specific prayer, daily mass?
Okay.
What?
هلا بيومك العادي بالصلاة كيف بيكون؟
مثل ما قال يسوع. زوجي وأم وأخت للكل.
بس للصلاة تبعوني كيف؟
صلاة يعني أنا وقتي مع العالم أكثر ما يكون وقتي مع نفسي. يعني كل شيء بقدمه هي صلاة.
Okay. All she offers in her life to people is her prayer. She spends a lot of time with people.
لأنه وجودي أنا يعني دعوتي إنه ألتقي مع الناس.
Her vocation is to be with the people and spread her
بعتبر الإصغاء صلاة. اسمع لهم صلاة.
Listening to other people is a prayer.
البسمة صلاة.
A smile is a prayer.
حسن الاستقبال يعني بدي استقبل. البيت مفتوح 24 ساعة.
A warm welcome. Is a prayer. Her house is 24 hours a day open to for people.
ومن أول لحظة نيكولا كتب بخط إيده ما منقبل أي تبرع.
And from the first moment that it happened, her husband put somewhere in there in the house, wrote it somewhere that they do not accept any. Any offerings.
أنا برفض كنت أرفض الشمع.
She even refused candles from people.
لأنه كنت خايفة كتير على الزهرة.
Because she was worried to lose the gift.
بعدين أبونا قال لي إذا ناس حابين يشعلوا شمع قدام العذراء أو يجيبوا وردة معلش.
But then father said to her, it's okay if people want to light a candle or bring a flower to our lady.
بس مصاري أبداً.
She never took money from people.
كتير ناس حاولوا إنه يعطوني مصاري.
A lot of people tried, but she never took any money.
بخاف زارة تاخد مسار تاني إذا أخذت فرانك.
She doesn't want to lose that gift.
The phenomenon could take a funny twist when you mix money with it. Okay. So they don't want to touch any issue with donations or money.
Yeah, I think because I've realised some students might have to do some studies. But